Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My name is Omar, Omar Farouk, before I reverted to Islam. Birth name is Courtney Hollyworth. So alhamdulillah, I reverted at the age of 15, literally a week before my 16th birthday. And that was 3 years ago, so alhamdulillah, I'm now 19 years old. What led me to Islam was in 2009 actually. There was a big conspiracy uprising in schools, as in students starting to learn about it. So I started looking into various conspiracies, from Illuminati to, which is more of a standard one, to mainstream reptilians and stuff like that, crazy beliefs. But none of it made sense. There was no outcome. There was no result. There was nothing you could do about it. So alhamdulillah, a friend of mine became Muslim. I asked him, I was curious, why are you going to be Muslim, or why have you become Muslim? He said a profound statement, and that was, Islam has all of the answers that not only I'm looking for, but what we're all looking for, because there was a group of us looking into conspiracy. And at this time, I was very ignorant towards it, and I was like, what do you mean? You know, who are you to come and make a statement like that? You know, who are you? And that's probably what pushed me within myself to wanting to accept Islam. Because at that time, we had gone through a few years of learning about Iblis, you know, as we know, Shaitan, and how he manipulates people through things like the music industry, because we were doing music at that time, and we were looking at progressing our music skills in college and university, etc. So Islam, you could say, is the golden ticket out, you know. There's all this evil in this world, and there's evil people, and the devil, he's trying to do things, trying to creep his way into everybody's lives. How do we counteract that? How do we work against it? How do we save ourselves from being caught in that cycle? And so, throughout the period of 6 months to a year, my friend would give me dawah, tell me about Islam, what Islam is. And wallahi, everything would make sense. Show me the signs of the Creator, and then prove to me that the Quran is the word of Allah, and that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his last messenger. And as soon as he did that, there was nothing standing in the way of me accepting Islam other than pride, really. And so the next day, and this is the first time I met Nottingham Islam, we went to the dawah table, and I met the brothers there. You know, they're very kind, very nice to me, and they wanted to get to know me. You know, they wanted, it wasn't like I'm just someone who's passing by. They were talking to me on a level of mutual respect and trying to get to know me, really. And then I told them, my friend's Muslim, he gave me dawah. And they asked me, so do you agree with Islam? I said, yes. They asked me, do you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there's only one Lord who created everything and he deserves to be worshipped? And I said, yes. And then they asked me, do you believe that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the last messenger of God? I said, yes. And then they told me I was already a Muslim because I believed in these things, but I need to take my shahada to confirm that. So I was like, wow, this is the step. This is it. So I refrained from taking the shahada. I stepped back and I said, you know what, I'm not ready to take my shahada. They asked me why, and I said, I don't know how to fast, I don't know how to pray, I don't know how to do all of these things. And they said, don't worry, that comes over time. So I took a little bit of a walk, and I said to myself, I just looked at myself and I said, what's stopping me? And I said, nothing. So I went back and I said, I'm ready to take my shahada. And alhamdulillah, there and then I became Muslim, and they invited me to come and learn about Islam. So it wasn't just like I embrace Islam and that's it, they forget about me, or I just forget about embracing Islam or anything like that. No, they wanted to make sure they established a relationship as such, that where we could work together and I would learn my religion as I go along. And alhamdulillah, they've been such a huge support system for me, and this is where I learned my religion straight away. They taught me Tawheed, for an example. That was one of the first things I learned, and they've always been there. Straight away I told my parents that I became Muslim. I didn't feel that there was any barrier or any restriction in terms of telling them. I was quite open about it. Both parents were happy for me. My dad was a little bit shocked. My mom wasn't really too fussed about it, so long as I remained as a good person. And alhamdulillah, still have no issues. My parents have supported me all the way through, from buying halal meat to listening to me talk about Islam to buying me things that I need to grow and develop as a Muslim. And alhamdulillah, they try to make the environment as easy and as acceptable for me as just as anybody else. And alhamdulillah, I was informed that Ramadan was a few weeks ahead. So I just looked to myself, all right. You know, they explained to me, don't overdo it, don't stress out about it or anything, you know. Take your time with it, basically. But I was quite excited about it, and I was like, yeah, you know. And I was told about itikaf, and I said to myself, I have to do that too. I want to do that. I don't know, wallahi, I don't know what it was, but it just pushed me, but comfortably, to do it. Alhamdulillah, I sat about 8 days in total, because I had to go off to college and stuff. Alhamdulillah, did itikaf, beautiful experience, you know, got to know the brothers more. And at that time, you get to know the people of Nottingham Islam on a personal level, because you're pretty much living with them for a time period. And inshallah, I want to continue being with Nottingham Islam. And now that inshallah, we're on the verge of getting a Dawah Center, I want to be part of the Dawah Center and want to help other reverts as well, and also call people to Islam. Inshallah.